Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this Wednesday afternoon. Oh, shall we just call it hump day? Because that's what often we refer it to as. Well, if it's feeling like hump day for you, why don't you just sit back, take 25, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Irene and Mariska on Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot, make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. My band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show up. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money.
Break it down.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. I said, Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
what on earth is hump day? I've never heard that word before. Well, except in relationship to a whale. Hump day Wednesday.
Absolutely. Irene, where have you been?
Obviously sailing too much. To explain.
Hump day, middle of the week, you're coming up and you're just going over the hump. So you're at the top of the hump. You're not there or there. You know, you're not climbing up anymore. You're not going back. You're not coming down towards the weekend. So Wednesday's been always known as hump day.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Moving on.
You learn something new every day, don't you? Bit of trivia. On.
I'm having so much fun at the moment, Mariska. I don't think I told you, but I'm house-sitting for some friends, and they have dogs and cats and sheep and ducks and chickens and, you know, all sorts of things and goldfish. And so I really love going along, and, you know, every year I go out and let them have a couple of weeks off and I go look after the animals. But it's so funny. Their dog is, he's getting on a bit now. I think he's about 18 or 20 years old now.
Oh, that's a good life for a dog.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, but he was a rescued dog, and his owners just rescue animals. That's why she's got so many all over the place, and they just all end up on her lovely big 10-acre section that she's got, and she looks after them. She's a very medically inclined person is probably the way I should put it. She's always knows everything there is to know about the human body and gets every bug that's going around. And so she's very much the same as her animals. We'll talk about being so funny. This dog, I mean, he's a big sheepdoggy type thingy, you know.
One of those shaggy ones.
Black, yeah, well, black was a bit of rusty colour on him, and he's cute. He's as cute as. He really is a lovely old boy. But he is so crazy about his health, you know. I mean, if I do anything the slightest bit wrong, he's got all the pills and all the creams and pills for this and pills for that and cream for this and cream for that. And if I do anything wrong, you ought to see the look this dog gives me.
Seriously? Isn't that funny?
Unbelievable. I'm having the greatest fun. And the same with the cats. We've got one called Chisnut, which is a right little shh of a cat, always getting into mischief and doing the wrong things. And then we've got a real bossy one, and then we've got a little timid one, and so funny. It is just amazing. It's just like having children.
You must have a huge list then of everything you need to, the pills and potions and rubs and wow.
I have a little condom-y thing that I have to put on my finger and squeeze this tiny little 1 mil thing of cream onto this thing to then rub it inside one of the cat's ears. Don't ask me what for. I think it's got something to do with the cat's hormones or something. It's
they have hormones as well, do they?
I think so. I'm really not sure. Because she said to me to make sure I didn't get any on my finger or it might unbalance me in some way.
Wow.
That's why I've got to have the condom. But gosh, it's a load of fun. It's absolute load of fun looking after these animals and talking to them. Sometimes I think that if anybody had a camera on the wall or something, they would think I was stuck raving mad.
I know exactly what you mean. And you're right, they're absolutely like kids. And I do, you know, when I walk through the chook run up in the orchard, they're clucking away and following me. And I'm like, you know, going, you're telling me a story. Oh, well, that's a lovely story you're telling me. And I thought, oh my God, if anybody saw that or heard that.
It's cool, though, isn't it? I mean,
but they are talking to you, aren't they?
I know, they are. And I mean, Zach's the same. He talks to me with his eyes and he grumbles and growls and carries on. He really is a gorgeous animal, but so precious. And I take him for a run and, like, we've just gone one loop around the track and he's happy as, and I go, come on, we'll go for another one. So he's happy as, and off we go for another one. And then I go, come on, let's go for another one. Off we go for a third one. And then the next day he looks at me and he says, no, I'm going home. And he just goes once around the track and he looks at me and he gives me one little bark and off he goes and heads for home. I go, right, well, look, who's the boss of this? Hard case, eh? Really hard case. So what have you been up to? Any blue eggs or?
No, chickens have finished laying for the year. It's winter.
Ah.
Little beggars.
Ah.
We need to go and buy eggs now.
Mm-hmm.
So the type of chooks and chickens we've got, the heritage type, so they don't lay all year round, and they've stopped.
Do the other type lay all year round?
Yeah, the more common breeds that they breed for laying.
Okay.
We'll lay most of the year round. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
But, yeah, no, my gosh, I'm going to have to go and buy eggs.
And I was actually at a client's place the other day, and I lifted up one of her outside cushions, and underneath the cushion, it was just covered with the wycatter, what we used to call the wycatter wasp, you know, the black and gold striped
one. The German
one.
Wasp. We call it the
yellow and black ones that have been around New Zealand for years that are not recently introduced. And they were all underneath this cushion, just quietly hibernating. It was well, I guess they were hibernating because when I lifted the cushion up, they were definitely alive and just slightly moving. They weren't dead. They're very healthy looking, but they weren't ready to fly off any place soon. Well, I wasn't going to put to the test and I put the cushion back.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, we've got to watch those. And I think sometimes they're referred to as the German wasp, and because they attack our bees. So obviously at this time of the year, they're looking for food. So they head to the beehives. And it's quite funny, actually. It's just a couple that I've seen recently when the bees attack them. And you'll see the bees just come and attack this one wasp to ensure that it doesn't get into their hive. Yeah.
Well, fabulous. So they do have a self-defence ability with them.
Absolutely.
Total bully boy stuff. No. Well, do they hibernate then? I mean, what was all this pile of them sleeping under this cushion?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question. I mean, they must go somewhere in winter because it would be too cold. Well, it's like anything, it's pretty too cold for them to fly around. But that's interesting because I just thought maybe they died. But you're right, they probably just snuggle up in their hive. And like bees, collect enough food through summer, but there's not a lot of food under your pillow, is there?
Well, they obviously have a hive somewhere. I mean, I've seen massive hives in the ground all over the place.
Oh, huge, aren't they? Yeah. We've had one as well, and they're not so great, obviously, for us. I'm sure everything has its place on this planet, but, well, they don't have a place on our little place anyway. And, so we did find a underground hive. And so we did deal with that as well. Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you set it alight?
No. There's just a powder you can get, and you put it at the entrance of the hive, and they just, as they come in, they step in it, and they take it into the hive.
Because I watched this YouTube video. It was the most amazing thing. I haven't laughed so hard in ages. This guy was a exterminator, and he knew that this hive was extensive underground. I think this was in England somewhere, on the continent anyway, I'm not quite sure where. Anyway, it was his job to get rid of this thing. He'd been paid a lot of money, and so he'd dug little holes, you know, just tiny you know, half-inch holes along this huge, huge paddock. I mean, for miles, miles, miles. He reckoned that's how far the hive went.
Wow.
And he had poured petrol some sort of inflammable thing into these things and then set it alight. Well, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. These hives burn really, really well. And this great, I mean, even the guy was running like mad because the whole of the ground just took off, started burning, and there was smoke and flames popping up all over the place, and everybody was running for the hills and trying to get away from this hive, and it just went for miles and miles and miles, got close to houses. I mean,
incredible.
It was a really funny video.
Oh, gosh, they're nasty things, though, aren't they, those wasps?
I can't believe how extensive that hive was. I mean, they just go forever.
There was one in New Zealand just recently, actually, where they hid it in a tree. It was absolutely massive, and there was a picture of it. It was just incredible. It was like a whole little city up there in a tree.
Oh, wow.
Again, I'm not quite sure what their job is.
I was going to say, they're amazing creatures, so there must be something positive that they do on Earth, surely.
Oh, yeah. Tell me that about ants as well.
Well, I know, but there is. I know. I've read. Ants do have something positive to do on
it. Well, for our listeners out there, if you know what that little job of our wasps and our ants are, please tell us. Jump onto our Facebook page. We'll just take a break. We'll be back with you shortly.
My lover's got humour. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen, amen, amen. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the
talking about bugs, and I don't know whether you've noticed this, because and you've been out in the country at the moment, or where it is, who knows, but ladybugs. And why are they called ladybugs, or ladybirds anyway? But they're everywhere at the moment, and apparently that's a good thing, so my Jeff says. Oh. I have no idea why, but there you go.
Well, I can't see how ladybugs could ever be a negative thing. I mean,
they're cute, aren't they?
They are. And as a child, we're all taught that ladybugs are those friendly little things, and we find them and get them on our fingers and properly damage them and don't realise we're doing so.
Yeah, what do they do? Well, they're for our pleasure.
They're there for our pleasure, and they look cute. And
why on earth ladybugs or ladybird?
I don't know. That'll be a man-made name, you know. They're all man-made names. What a stupid thing to say. But, you know, there'll be a scientific name somewhere for it. And
oh, actually, that's interesting, talking about names. And this was on TV the other night, and they were asking the question whether the word Pākehā was a racist term. And so they had one of the Māori teachers come in and talk about it. And he said, well, no, it's not. But we needed something to name the people that came, and the people were white. But he said, we weren't named Māori until the Pākehās came, and then we were Māori. And I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? We name ourselves something when there's somebody else that we have to compare ourselves to. So, they're Māori, but they didn't call themselves Māori because they just were who they were. But
so they didn't have a name for themselves?
Would have we had a name for ourselves if there was nobody else around?
English. Yeah, interesting. But Māori is such a Māori name, you know. I mean, the English wouldn't have made up a name like Māori, would they?
No, well, they probably had to think, well, what do we call ourselves now that these people are here? Well, I thought that was an interesting thought.
Did he actually tell you that Pākehā means white flake?
No, actually, Pākehā is not in any way a racist term, according to, and I can't remember who it was, but anyway, he said it was in no way a racist term.
Okay, well,
and we've all heard different stories.
I know, we have. But my in-laws years ago giggled and said, well, we didn't know what else to call you, and there were so many of you arriving, and it was just like you're trying
to... Like fleas.
So they called us a white flea. So anyway, whatever. I think the Maori language has evolved just like the English language has, and so Pākehā probably now just means white man, and you know. So.
Well, we're not European anymore. I'm not a European, although that's how we seem to classify ourselves, or census still classifies us.
Which annoys me.
Yeah, so we're not European, are we? So... what are we?
Well, I usually cross out and just put New Zealander.
Yes, so do I. I'm one of those.
Anything else. Yeah. I'm quite determined that we are New Zealanders. And
yeah. Well, see, we've given ourselves a name.
We have. New Zealanders. There you go. It's after your country, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's always after your country. English, German. It's always after your country. So, Māori is interesting.
So there you go. A little bit of then when we try and think of the terms that we need to name things.
Have you heard about the female athlete in South Africa? The one that's winning everything, no?
No. Tell me.
Well, I really, really feel for this woman. She was born with a massive amount of male testosterone. That's just how she was born. She is naturally the way she is, but she is a female in all other aspects. But because of this massive amount of testosterone that she's got, she's just cleaning up in the female athletes' competitions and everything. I mean, she's just wiping them out. They can't even get close to her.
Is she bigger in her body as well? Like more masculine body?
Well, not altogether. I mean, she's taller, and she's certainly got very well-developed muscles and things, and she's got a very deep voice. So there's a lot about her that she could quite easily pass for a male, let me put it that way, but she's female. She chooses to be female, and that's who she is, and that's how she was born, and she's trained and worked hard just the same as any other athlete, and now she's being put through the mill because everybody's complaining, particularly the other female athletes, and I can see their point of view. They work really hard too, but this woman is naturally who she is.
Yeah,
that's it. End of story.
Yeah.
And that's saying that she has to take drugs to reduce her testosterone level.
Oh, good gosh.
I know. Otherwise, she can't compete as a woman.
What
do you think about that?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's wrong.
I think it's wrong too. I really do feel for the other athletes. I mean, one of them was a woman who's been very successful and worked so hard, and she was crying. She said, it's impossible. We just can't compete against this. So I do appreciate that, but hey, well, this woman was born the way she is. That's it. She hasn't had any enhancements or done anything to become different.
And that's competition, isn't it?
Exactly.
You go up against whomever's there. I suppose that was also interesting. Was it our weightlifter? Oh, gosh. I've got to try and get this right. Our weightlifter I can't remember. I know one way had a gender change. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit different.
Yes.
So there's a physical change there, even though that person might mentally have felt that they were at the particular gender. But, yeah, as you say, this is who she is.
This is who she is. She's taken no enhancements, drugs, nothing. It's who she is. And like somebody said, you know, that American swimmer who won everything, Sphinx or something, whatever his name was, he had this huge shoulder span that was abnormal. And, you know, he was winning everything in the pool because of his abnormality, deformity, speciality, whatever you want to call it. So it's the same thing.
It is quite fascinating, this argument, isn't it? Because, I mean, it's just you are who you are and you go into a particular category to do a race and that's it. And everybody else just, well, each person has their own unique ability, don't they?
Yep.
So we're just about out of time, but how long was she winning by... loads or just a little bit?
By loads, 50 metres.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but, you know, I mean, there certainly isn't any photo finishes, anything even closely. She is cleaning up.
Well, let's all think of our unique thing that we have where we can clean other people up on. Share it with us on our Facebook, our Two Sugars Facebook, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.